Okie doke.
Beepity beep bopu.
I think I'm good.
Nice.
Ray, did you watch The Accolade?
I have not. I completely forgot that it was coming out.
Did you watch the Dot and Bubble Doctor Who?
I don't know if I'm caught up.
Oh, okay.
We watched all that we could like last week, and then I don't know. When did the new ones drop?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know, when I go into Disney and it says, hey, there's new Doctor Who, and I go, great.
Yeah, we watched, I think we talked about the latest Doctor Who that I watched. The one that was better. It was like the weird timeline one.
The one where Ruby's got the shadow lady?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this current week's episode is a comment on social media that where everybody lives in a bubble.
I have not seen that.
And then, yeah. And I won't ruin the rest of the plot. You want to unlock the channel there, son?
Oh, sure. We can do that. I knew there was something else I was forgetting.
I have not watched a Jim Henson documentary.
There's a Jim Henson documentary?
That's what Samurai says.
I'll probably watch that. I just watched Butterfly in the Sky, the Reading Rainbow documentary.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Anurga Mash is in for the win.
Excellent. Butterfly in the Sky. I can fly twice as high.
Oh, man, they analyzed that song.
Take a look.
They talked to LeVar the whole time.
A Reading Rainbow.
It was good. You should. It's on Netflix. You should treat yourself.
I can do anything.
After you are done treating yourself to the entire introduction.
It was a good show. Taught kids about reading.
It did. But it didn't. It taught kids that reading could be fun.
Yeah.
It did not teach kids how to read, and that is more important.
It was more like you should read because look at these fun times. Yeah,
that I agree. That's the true value of the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, Lamar made it fun.
Making reading fun is, and then having a celebrity or LeVar tell you a great story.
Yeah, it's good times.
Man,
how long did you do that show? That went on for a while.
Yeah, he did go on for a super long time until they finally went broke. I want to say it went. It started before he started on Next Generation.
Right.
And then he kept doing it through his run on Next Generation. I want to say it went till like 2018?
Samurai
2013 maybe?
Samurai says 21 seasons.
Oh, 2006. Okay, still 21 seasons is impressive.
And there was a reboot after that, right? Didn't they bring it back on Netflix or somewhere at some point?
I thought they brought it back briefly, yes.
Boy, 83, man. He would have been super young.
Yeah, he was fresh off of Roots.
Yeah, I was going to say, what year did Roots come out?
Yeah, this was the next his next thing after
Damn
after Roots.
Toby.
I think I got everything.
All right.
I think I'm finally ready to do this show.
Great, okay. Let's roll forward because I'm going to fall asleep any second.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so tired, but I'm exhausted. All right, greetings, true believers.
You're a wuss and you're an old man.
That's true. Welcome to the 423rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Sleepy, and then we also have, I don't know, Doc and Grumpy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's fair. Howdy.
How you doing?
I figured I went just Dopey and Ray, but.
Oh, Dopey would have been a funnier joke. I was more kind of yelling that you were Dr. Feelgood.
You were too tired to come up with something quick-witted.
Well, you were more like
it's no problem, Sleepy.
You were Dr. Feelgood, man. This is the week of 6-5 through 6-12. So in your 7-day 4-star crash, this week
sorry, do you remember Stealthy?
No, of course not. You can't remember Stealthy.
Well, no, I meant from that show. He was like the 8th dwarf. It was the show where regular people are Disney characters.
I have no idea.
And it explained why Grumpy was so grumpy because there was an 8th dwarf named Stealthy that got killed by the evil queen. Once upon a time, Craig, you watched like 10 seasons of that show.
I did. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Pay
that.
Attention, like you're here with me.
I don't remember Stealthy at all, dude.
Oh, dude, poor Stealthy was one of my favorite bits from that show.
I have no idea what you people are talking about, but that's.
I did love that show though, because man, Snow White, she is a good-looking woman.
Just for Ray and anybody else who wants to hear me drone on, there was a show on, I want to say, ABC called Once Upon a Time, where all the Disney characters came to reality and interacted with reality in various bizarre ways. And one of the stories in one of the story arcs was explaining why Grumpy was so grumpy, because he used to be a happy-go-lucky guy and his good friend Stealthy was killed in some sort of like dwarven raid against the evil queen, and then he became perpetually grumpy. Because he's so heartbroken about his friend.
Wasn't he already named Grumpy, or did he change his name?
No, he changed his name. He had his name was something like the opposite. His name was like Wistful or like Joyful or something. And he was just broken when his friend passed away.
Okay.
That sounds vaguely familiar now that you keep talking about it. But boy, there was a lot of episodes of that show.
There was. There was. You dove much deeper in it than I did.
Yeah, I kept watching it for years after you quit.
Yeah, I made it through that season where Peter Pan showed up and I was gone.
Yeah. Like I said, my favorite wife from Big Love, though, was made that transition to Snow White.
Yeah. You're a big Jennifer Goodwin fan. Mm-hmm. I am well aware.
I am. So anyway, this week it's Madrox versus Wolfsbane. Did you Madrox?
Oh, I doubt it. I didn't even know that was going on. I don't think I have Madrox, do I?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the graphic.
I don't even know if I did. That doesn't sound familiar at all.
It says you have a 1-2-1 Madrox.
Oh. Yeah, my multiple man is lacking, so if it's a challenging fight, I might sit this round out.
I don't know how his powers work. Like, I matched a bunch of yellow and green, which looked like they were his powers I could do something with. Nothing ever happened. He got punched in the face a lot. There were, you know, countdown tiles showed up all over the board, and suddenly she was just dead. Like, she took a whole bunch of damage for some reason and just killed over dead.
Yeah.
I did do this fight, and that was, yeah, very similar to what happened to me. I don't know why she died.
Oh, there you go. It was Dreamy.
Dreamy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
From Puss, not Puss.
Yeah.
And then next week.
Why does that sound familiar? Oh, they walk dinosaurs,
don't they? They do walk dinosaurs, yes.
Yeah.
Next week, it appears to be Wasp versus Ant-Man, and then a second fight of Wasp versus something else. In Storyland, your fight for your right to Wakanda is going Psylocke, Sandman, the new May Parker Jr., thinking about Ghostbusters, she's the thing. placement is the Black King and some Phoenix-level Juju Bees. Then is Deadpool versus April Parker, who brings May Parkers. Black King, Juju, placement is the Infamous Doom and some Phyla Vell. PvP, we are in the Back to Life season, has returned. Luke Cage, some Hitmonkey, and Infamous Doom in there. The current PvP is Enhance, Encounter, High Evolutionary, Uncanny Deadpool, Placement, Deathlock, and God Emperor Doom.
So let's take a quick beat so that I can explore something that happened in this segment that I'm not super comfortable with, and I just want to take a minute to talk to you about it, Craig.
Okay.
Now, we have been on the air for quite a while, and most of the listeners play along, but recently, you've been nicknaming characters without prior show or community approval, leaving some listeners confused. Now, what you cannot do is make up a nickname for these characters and then abbreviate that nickname? How dare you?
Which one did I just do that to?
Why did Jujubes become Juju 1 second later?
Oh, because I didn't want to say the whole thing again.
No! This is a hard no. That is all.
All right.
Thank you for your time and attention. I appreciate you.
What are we talking about? Oh, news. Let's go to the news. We got some release notes with a clue.
I love release notes.
Great. Are you sitting down for the clue?
Holy smokes, am I ever.
All right. The clue is Glamport, which is, I'm sure, not a real word. And it's not hyphenated or anything, which kind of upsets me. But So I don't know what a glamport means. I'm assuming that is someone who's fabulous and teleports, or a really, really fancy place where you park your boat.
Yeah, either of those.
I'm assuming since this is a game about mutants and spider peoples, it's got to be someone who's fancy who teleports.
Mm.
I don't know who that would be.
Neither do I. Glamport. You're sure it's not boat related?
It could be. It could be somebody in a very fancy boat.
Or someone that lives in a glamorous port city?
Sure.
Does that help you? Does that bring a character to mind?
No. No, none of this nonsense helps me. I like Samurai's suggestion that Dazzler and Nightcrawler had a kid named Glamport. But no, this is not going to help me puzzle. I can't guess the characters anymore. The characters have, I mean, they left my zone of guessability about like 6 years ago.
We get
there
one
are
right.
Zero chances that I'm ever going to guess.
No, we get
April Parker.
We get a few right every year.
You guys do. I bring nothing to the table as far as guessing goes. Like the first like 200 characters I've heard of, but now they are stretching even my ability. I mean, sometimes they'll bust out a classic that I didn't even see coming and I'll just love it. But Spider Nightcrawler, I'm not going to guess that.
No.
With unlimited guesses.
That is true.
Even if you had told me beforehand that was the answer, I still wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can ponder on that one until that character comes out.
Nice.
Besides that, it is celebrating Pride Month. So there are some epic rewards and events coming that way. There's weekly login gifts, epic daily play vaults, and a community challenge, which I did not look up at all.
Epic, bad job, dude.
Epic fail. That's what I got for news.
Sweet.
You got any news?
No, I don't think does my news count as news? So I was telling host of the show, Craig, earlier that I think tomorrow's free game on Epic is going to be Marvel's Midnight Suns. So if there are any Marvel game fans out there that haven't yet played Midnight Suns or would like a free copy of it on Epic, you should check it out. That's the only Marvel news I have.
All right, I'm down. Like I said, I'm going to try to remember to catch that tomorrow night when I get home from work.
I don't think I have.
You know, if not, try Saturday or Sunday or Monday. Yeah.
So news that's not appropriate for the show, but I'm going to tell Ian anyway.
Ooh, I like news.
You remember the discussions we had about how much I hate my job?
Oh, yeah.
So I am now finally officially going to be changing jobs at some point.
Congratulations.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So I can get out of management and stop dealing with people who... Yeah. I just now have to wait for them to to hire someone to replace me.
Great. Congratulations.
In theory, I start my new job at the end of July, but...
Okay.
But I don't know how that's going to play out.
Does that mean you're hiring? Can I be your boss?
Well, you don't have any qualifications, but sure.
You damn right I don't. Has that stopped anybody you've hired previous to me?
Well, it stops the ones when I hire them, yes.
Well, not you. You don't have any hiring power.
Well, no, I hope.
You've been demoted.
I hope not to.
I'm talking about coworkers that perhaps didn't show up for a full year. I could handle that level of commitment.
Yeah. So
I'm that type of employee.
That's news for me. I am taking a demotion on purpose.
Congratulations. That'll be excellent for your mental health.
And foregoing some dollars, but I want out of what I'm doing. So
yeah.
But it'll be good.
That's just how good the job is.
Exactly.
What, did I want to take a pay cut?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take a pay cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I have no other news then. Let's move on.
That's big. Now you can go back to just being a regular curmudgeon instead of a miserable curmudgeon.
That's correct.
You may even experience joy once or twice a week.
All I know is that for the first time in however many gabillion years, my new job is actually going to be hourly and not exempt.
Oh, sweet.
And I'm going to go in Monday.
Is that good or bad?
I'm going to go in Monday to Friday from 8 to 5 and then not care when I go home until the next day. I can't remember what it's like to have an hourly job. That's been a long time.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Its very other own way, it totally eats it, but it's totally better than being on call for the rest of your life every hour of the...
Yep. That's what I said. 20, almost like 27 years of that was enough.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Soldier 76 gets replaced by a monkey.
All right, let's talk about Hit Monkey. The mercenary hitman of a 3-star variety. He has Sibian speed. It costs 6 purple AP. Create a 1-turn invisibility countdown tile. If Hitmonkey makes a match or uses an ability while invisible, he deals 345 bonus damage to the target and becomes visible. Otherwise, when the countdown tile expires, Hitmonkey deals 134 damage to the enemy team and becomes visible. Sorry, it's taking me a minute to process what I just said aloud.
Okay.
So sometimes he's targeting, and sometimes he's targeting the whole team? Yes.
To be honest with you,
either damage or team damage.
I was distracted, didn't listen to you, and I don't ever use 3-star.
It's fine. You don't need to. I just needed to read.
All right.
The damage of both those things go up to 918 target damage and 469 AoE. Monkey Business, 7 red AP. Guns blazing, he deals 407 damage to the target. Enemies downed by this damage cannot return from downed through their own abilities. Passive, Hit Monkey's a professional. He's got a code. He deals 10% increased damage to villains, and any damage he deals to villains automatically downs them if they have less than 15% health. That scales up to 1,070 damage to the target, 30% increase to villains.
Hey, by the way, the clue there for Monkey Business, that is a song off the album Slave to the Grind, you know, which was the clue for this.
Yeah. I figured that one out after we were done, but...
Yeah.
Oh, for this show.
Yes, Monkey Business is one of Skid Row's songs.
I gotcha. You've won me back. I had forgotten that clue last week, but I'm here. I'm back. Ow, that stings. 5 black AP. Let's see what we're doing. Bryce causes a little chaos. Drain all team-up AP. Destroying 3 random enemy AP plus 1 per 3 team-up AP drained. Passive. Bryce doesn't just haunt Monkey. He haunts the board. At the beginning of the player's turn, Bryce converts the color of a random tile in the enemy's strongest color into Hit Monkey's strongest color. Supernatural enemies deal 10% less damage to Hit Monkey. The scaling up of this ability destroys 5 random enemy AP. Supernatural enemies deal 25% less damage to Hit Monkey. I would probably use him, but he's just too new of a 3-star for me to be prepared to use.
You have him. Assume. You have him championed.
Do I?
Yes.
Hey, good on me.
I also like the fact that we all have 3 different builds, so that's nice too.
I was going to say, I don't know what he is, and I don't know what the correct build is, but having just read this, I'd have to see how they all scale up to. That's always seems to be important. I don't know. I don't know how he functions. I get, like, he seems like he's got 2 damage abilities and then that black ability that supernatural enemies and AP drain. I don't know. I'd probably go 5-5-3.
You're correct, sir.
I'm more of a blunt instrument than a finesse player.
5-5-3 is correct. It's what the internet says, nice. And the internet is correct. In this case.
Did either of you watch Hit Monkey's television program?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I did, yes.
Did you enjoy it, Craig?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
I'm with you. Sorry, it's suffering from a bizarre phenomenon where sometimes, even if I like something, it just slips through the, you know, my grasp. Like, I watched the first episode, was highly entertained, loved Jason Sudeikis, I was fully on board for the show. And I never went back for episode 2, and I don't know why. It just happens sometimes. That happened with that old show, Lost. I would be able to watch the first 5 episodes, and then it would just fall apart for me, and I never got back to it. Happened with MODOK. I thought the first 3 episodes were amazing, and I was so excited to watch the 4th episode, and I never got around to it. Just flitted away. So someday I can go back to those things and give them yet another try, but... Right on. 3-star Hit Monkey. That's what's Sunny and Xandar.
Oh. Music on the intro and the outro.
I didn't double. Do that one. I don't know.
double shot of my baby love. I mean, let's move on then to acting. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Ian, what you got?
This week, we have none other than Charlie Hunnam. For those who don't know, he was in some sort of King Arthur movie. He was probably on Sons of Anarchy. He turned down the role to be in that 50 Shades movie. But what you don't remember him from is an excellent film called Green Street Hooligans, starring him and Elijah Wood. It is superb if you enjoy a good story about, I don't know, the interior workings of a club of soccer hooligans.
Huh.
It's awesome. And I love Elijah Wood. I am always sold on Elijah Wood. He seems like the coolest dude. And the movies that ever since he got Frodo rich and could just do whatever he wanted, he just makes the best shows and movies.
Got Frodo rich. Nice.
What was the show with the dog?
Wilfred.
Oh, Wilfred, yes. Is awesome.
That show was hilarious.
So was Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
I never got to see
it. Yeah, I keep meaning to watch that. I still haven't watched it.
You've got to treat yourself. That is one of my all-time favorite shows. So good.
Who's next?
Who's going first?
Or first, yeah.
Oh, I'll go first.
Nobody's done anything, right?
Yeah, nope. No, sorry. Nobody we haven't even started. I've lost my order sheet, so I don't... I used to just go, you know, with the correct order. I'll start rewriting it down, but like I said, we're real deep into this segment, and I haven't made up a new segment to replace it, so I'm just kind of winging it. I'm going to go because I had an easy time this week.
Okay.
Because he is an actor that I enjoy, and I was able to easily envision him as multiple characters. So I just took my favorite of the multiple characters that I was all on board for, and he is absolutely my new Fandral, who is already my favorite Warrior 3, but I think he would make an awesome Fandral.
I could buy that.
He's definitely got the look. I didn't even think about that.
That is a good choice.
Thanks.
I like that a lot.
I didn't hate it at all.
Yeah.
Then always goes to Ray next.
Okay. So I had a choice that, like, because I had no idea who this guy was. So I looked him up. I watched a few clips. It's actually difficult to find clips of him from his movies for some reason. I don't know why that is. But then I found some clips of him just doing interviews and talking about characters and stuff. And there was an obvious choice. But it seemed too obvious, so I just didn't want to go with it, so I decided not to.
Okay.
I won't mention the obvious choice, because maybe Craig picked it?
It's likely, because I just stole my answer off the internet.
Well, okay, then it probably is. But then, after looking at him a little bit and listening to him talk, I think he would make a great Havoc. We have not picked anyone to play Havoc before. I think he would be fantastic as Havoc. So
right, sweet. I picked Havoc.
Okay. I thought the obvious one was Johnny Blaze. He's a motorcycle guy. Like,
oh.
No, the obvious one is Sentry.
Yeah, but that character is dumb.
He's a dumb character. That's why I picked Fandral instead. He's a cool character.
I got a side story about Charlie here.
Okay.
Do we already have a Sentry? Is he showing up in the Thunderbolts movie, or what's the deal with Sentry these days?
I think that he might be,
All right, I'll just hold my breath.
Okay.
Tell me about Charlie.
So it has nothing to do with Charlie, but it's an aside related thing.
Oh.
So being me, one thing you might do is watch Love Island Australia.
Oh, God. I mean,
on Love Island Australia, there happens to be an Australian dude whose name is Jackson with an X, just like the name.
Wait, say again?
Jackson with an X.
Oh, okay, sure.
Just like the character Jax from...
Yeah, huh.
Right? Charlie's character.
Yep, a child with that exact name is on my son's soccer team.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait for it. This guy looks exactly like Charlie.
Nice.
And on his back is tattooed the Sons of Anarchy logo. Which apparently people paid him, he claims. He says on the show that he was paid $25,000 to get that tattoo.
Wow.
On his back. So he said, I will take your money.
Sure.
And have this tattoo on my back. But he very much looks like Charlie and has the name Jackson. So it seems a little too on the ball for him not having to change his name. But he claims that, when people say it, he just kind of rolls with it, but it wasn't intentional and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, you look just like him. But whatever. But there you go. If you're really into Love Island Australia, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction.
All right.
With a Charlie Hunnam story that actually contains him.
Okay.
And has nothing to do with Love Island.
All right.
There were just two, at least one, possibly two other recommendations. Have either of you seen his, I want to say he did a King Arthur adaptation, or did he do a Robin Hood adaptation? I think it was King Arthur, and I think I enjoyed it. But have you seen the movie The Gentleman?
Nope.
Oh, it is similar to the Netflix series of the same name, except it stars him and Colin Farrell and Matthew McConaughey and Hugh Grant, and it's superb. Another Charlie Hunnam gem. Treat yourself if you get a chance to see The Gentleman. It's a Guy Ritchie movie, if you like those sort of
I made myself laugh because I looked up Jackson, and apparently his name is Jackson Human.
Nice.
And he tours with Magic Men of Australia as a male entertainer.
Sweet. So he's like a knockoff Thunder from Down Under kind of guy?
Yeah.
Nice. They deserve a B team. He's allowed to be part of that.
Yeah. There you go. Who do we got for next week, then?
Next week, we have none other than Guy Ritchie, other Guy Ritchie alum / brand new action all-star Jason Statham. And by brand new, I mean he's been at it for ages now.
All right. Let me in. Willie, what you got in the mailbags?
Alrighty. So this week, yeah, nothing new came in.
What?
So where's your Venom, MB Purpass?
Why do you always ask me this?
Hey, we have to be ready when you ask things.
Oh, you're never ready when I ask
That's
things.
That's generally on, true.
Roster, Venom. I know I got a couple of covers this week. 182.
182, wow. I would look, but I can't currently. So, yeah, I think I've got like two or three covers this week. It's not been great. But I'm sure you're still way ahead of me. So yeah, there you go. If you want to send us some comments, you should do so on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or the D3 forums. But hey, thanks, Willie. We still got the love for Willie.
That's true. Little Willie won't go home. Once again, then, if Ian's ready, I am Hans.
Oh, I'm Franz.
And we just want
and
to
we
pump.
Just want to pump
you up.
You up? All right. I was just kidding. I'm really not that ready.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Tell me some sort of story. I forgot to get the infographic. I forgot to open it up. I wasn't at all ready.
I'll buy a little time. Have you guys played the recent PvE? The big... There's a big node.
That doesn't ring a bell. Tell me about it.
The big node. I forget what the big node is called, but it's got Kraven, Sabretooth, and Carnage. If you've played it, you should remember this because it's awful. Carnage puts out special tiles, Sabretooth puts out special tiles, and then, you know, destroys stuff based on the special tiles, and then you've got Kraven that when you get special tiles, he does damage to you automatically every round, and it's a lot of damage. I was just curious if, you know, you guys had played this.
He also, like, nerfs those tiles at the same time, too, right? So they really don't do anything for you.
Correct.
Except you take damage.
Yes. So it is. I've been beaten by this node several times, so which is why I'm currently using a cheese build of 5-star, 1-star Juggernaut, Beta Ray Bill, and Polaris. And it is Winfinite. I have, once you get it going, you just fire Juggernaut's green over and over and over and over again. And every time you do, he destroys some tiles, which are shield tiles. Beta Ray Bill gives you green for destroying his shield tiles. Polaris makes more shield tiles. You just click green over and over and over again. It's the only way I know to beat this node.
Maybe you should use M'Baku somewhere, and you can just have giant plus signs flash at you constantly and see what that does for you.
That's okay.
I'm sure you can out-heal it.
I'm not. That's a really dangerous team. But in any case, I should have bought you some time.
Nice. Totally. We had tons of time. I'm even readier than I was before. So this week, boosted characters. 3-star, Mystique is boosted, so she will do more Masterstroke damage. And Patch is boosted, so stronger strike tiles, more damage with both red and green, and better healing. Goose, Victor, Mancha, and Question Marks are also boosted, so there you go. In honor of a very belated Memorial Day, America Chavez is boosted. Her ticket to the multiverse will do even more damage, as will her green, maybe? Sounds right. Black Cat's doing some stuff. Her purple damage is increased. Her black trap tile damage is improved. And she will do extra damage to stunned enemies with her claws out. Colleen Wing, she's hanging around. She does more burst healing and more damage. Kitty, the pirate variety. Let's see, more, not just a phase damage. We've got bigger protect tiles and safe harbor, stronger buffing from the same thing. And her countdowns will deal more damage with the Red Queen. M'Baku.
All the healing tiles. Or the healing animation. Yeah.
The graphic is funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. It took me a minute to process, and I liked it even more the second time I looked at it. But yeah, tons of healing and damage reduction.
What do you mean Taylor Hansen's a boy?
The 5-stars, Adam Warlock. Let's see. More health, more healing with his yellow, and more damage with his purple. This looks like some sort of Deadpool. More red damage. The blue, if you match the right colors, it'll deal more damage. And the yellow option for Penance Fair will deal more damage. This looks like Jeffrey. I'm just going to risk it and say that it is. Is that a Jeffrey Heroclix?
That's what it looks like.
That's awesome. Let's see. Burst healing is increased. His red damage is increased. And no changes to his green. And last but not least,
no, Yelena. That graphic, however, that is a disturbing Bologna right there.
No, it's not. It's very like joyful.
That jumbo right there makes me sad.
No way. How can it? It's smiling. Ugh, literally.
I don't want a slice of that on my sandwich. That's just gross.
Ugh. Oh, you freaking hoopy. Who calls it jumbo besides you and me? Stop it.
It's all right.
Give in.
No, where I come from, a jumbo.
Jumbo. Oh, man. Let's see. Anyway, what is Yelena doing? She is doing better AoE with her green. Her trap tiles are for her purple are dealing more damage, and a bigger strike tile and more damage out of her red top of the class. Now, baked Hawaiian pizza dip. I will only agree to read you this recipe that Samurai has provided. I will not recommend it, nor will I yuck on someone else's yum. So if you're curious, it is posted in the infographic. You're just going to preheat that oven to 375, grease up a baking sheet. You need a half cup of mozzarella and a quarter cup of parm. Mix everything else in the list together. I'm not just going to read ingredients. That makes for bad TV. add cheese to taste. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes. Serve with chips of your choice. Probably tortilla. They tend to hold up best in these hearty dips. So, for those of you who don't know, I don't know if it'll have any impact on the show, but we are fulfilling the prophecy this weekend.
This is true.
So it's a big deal here in Puzzle Warrior Land, because anybody who knows the old Puzzle Warrior prophecy knows that on the sixth day or the seventh day of the sixth month in the eighth year of the podcast, the Puzzle Warriors 3 have to travel south to meet an emissary of Samurai's. So when that happens, the show could implode. The show could be 10 times better, or it could be completely unchanged. I can't tell you exactly what happens when the prophecy comes true, but I'll let you know how it was when we get back. For those of you who don't speak my nonsense language, Ray and I are meeting UNC Samurai in person for the first time, and I'm really excited.
And it appears that he is bringing you a selection of pop.
Oh, snap. I will enjoy them and review them and talk about them on the show. I'll also say thank you. That's so thoughtful.
And I would love them and squeeze them and call them George.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Mystify. Also, listen to me now and believe me later. Something of that nature.
Yes. Hit me with some pop pop. Oh, we did that. Yeah. Yeah. What's the next thing?
yeah, absolutely. So I didn't really luck out this time. We're listening to a band called G-Friend, capital G, capital
F. Unfortunately, we're not listening to it because the site that I use to get a clip of songs, apparently, I don't know, violated something. So the website is no more, and I was unable to find a replacement in time. So,
That's quite all right. You're missing nothing. They were super underwhelming, and I'm not at all surprised that their time has run its course and they have since broken up. Hey, there you go. Samurai picked one. I don't think I listened to the song Apple yet. Sorry, I found them underwhelming. Unfortunately, you know, this is... I had some gems here in the semi-recently, but now I've gotten back into the meat. And I don't know, maybe I should try some other bands. It's so hard. I hate boy bands so much. So I just have a hard time going and listening to male K-pop with an open mind. But unfortunately, that just leaves me to, you know, Midland defunct girl groups. And I'm like, all right, I need to just bite the bullet and get some new K-pop music going on in this segment. But, you know, if you want to, they had a pretty robust career, 2015 to 2021. That's pretty good for a K-pop band. If you want to check out G-Friend's catalog, it is available on YouTube, on their website, and all over the internet.
I wonder if that's when the indentured servitude runs out from that crazy K-pop college.
From that slave camp where they manufacture them? Yeah, that's craziness.
Maybe it's a six-year deal.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's a seven-year contract.
Yeah, and then you can get out.
Yeah, hard to say. So let's talk about one of two delicious beverages that I'll be talking about over the next 2 weeks that I stumbled upon in Cleveland from the hippo-sized beverage company. Okay. One of them is called Hippo Huckleberry. and it is better than I anticipated. Like, I got it because it's novelty. Like, I was like, oh, it's... So the bottle itself isn't... doesn't seem to contain any more fluid ounces than any other normal beverage, but it is shaped, Craig, like a Dr. Sprecher bottle.
Okay.
So it is short and stout instead of bottle-sized, which makes it hard to fit in a six-pack holder, which I don't love about it. But finding a pop that has a, you know, a huckleberry flavor, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't go the rest of my life not trying that.
Sure.
And it's good. It's you know, huckleberry is a lot, I find it to be milder than a traditional blueberry flavor.
I don't think I've ever had a huckleberry, so.
It's like a bland blueberry.
Okay.
So, yeah, again, surprisingly mild, goofy bottle, fun hippo logo, huckleberry flavor.
I had that that raspberry Coke today.
What? Tell me more.
It's what the spiced one.
Oh.
It's raspberry spiced Coke, yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot that. I opened can, I took a sip and went, that seems terrible. I took a sip and second sip and went, yep, that is terrible, and dumped the whole rest of the can down the drain.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a desirable beverage.
No. Unlike what sounds like Samurai got, where he got a Sprecher Black Cherry, and that sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah, because Sprecher makes good beverages.
Yeah, very much so.
Thanks, then, to Magnified.
But, yeah, thanks, as always, to Magnify, with a little of the old pop-pop.
Pop-pop! Ian, you got Steam open?
Yeah, it's loading. You bought me nearly enough time. That's a lot of sound effects today. Going heavy on the sound effects. I love it. But let me tell you a travesty that I just stumbled across while opening Steam.
Uh-oh.
You know, it always hits me with a barrage of, here's some new games, buy them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they just released, you guessed it, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the game.
Ooh.
Boo! Boo! Hate that movie. I hate killers. I hate clowns. I hate outer space. Boo!
You can't hate all of outer space.
I love outer space. Yeah. I just hate killer clowns.
It's such a silly movie.
Ray just made us fight killer clowns from outer space the other week.
I did.
Nice.
Well, you guys rolled it. It's just on the encounter table. Like, I mean, sure, I made the encounter table, but...
Right. I didn't know space clowns were going to be on the encounter table then. I would say, imagine that, which is what I drew. A good old grumpy Mr. Fantastic. Imagine that. Which one of you guys has 10 to open, and which one of you is going to keep opening until someone is rotated out of the jibba jabba?
I was going to open 10.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I know you were.
I'm going to try and fly through a quick 50, so.
50? Man, you should have started when this show started.
We got in trouble for doing that, remember?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. That episode never happened.
Nah, that.
Well, do your 10.
Okay, here I am. Professor X, that was his name. Medusa. Rhino. Super Skrull. Here's a purple. Phylavel, Oblivion Sword. Second purple. Aunt May Herald. A third straight purple. Aunt May Herald.
Wow.
Abomination. Blonde Widow. And Romper Stomper. So three out of 10.
Okie doke.
Wow. Yeah, that makes me nervous.
That is ridiculous. So if I get 7, I'll be super lucky. All right, here we go.
You should be. You know what'll make it happen? When you edit this, if you play in the club by 50 Cent, underneath you opening 50 of these, you'll be dynamite.
All right, well, we're start.
Go, Ray. It's your birthday.
Ian, have you heard that? You heard that new Eminem song, Ian?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Go check out the new Eminem song. It's called Houdini. It is a song about the return of Slim Shady. So Shady's back.
It's back again. It's very much old Eminem. Like,
it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Ray's got lot 50 open, so you tell me.
Number one is a purple.
Oh.
Good start.
Auspicious.
We've got Aunt May Cosmic Wrath. Number two is a purple. This is going to be weird. Phylavel Oblivion Sword. Wait one second. What? Cosmic Wrath. What? Anybody remember what color that is? Probably not.
Nope.
I was going to try and keep track here, but maybe not. All right. I don't know what's going on. I just got another Aunt May Herald blue.
Look at that. Pickety bam.
That's three in a row. What's happening? I just got Aunt May Cake Quest.
I know, apparently just keep clicking, Ray. Get all the Aunt Mays.
Okay. Aunt May Cosmic Wrath, that's 5 in a row.
Shh. Kids, keep clicking.
We don't talk about a strike, right. Ray.
America Chavez. Thing. Riri Williams. Lockjaw. Magic. Valkyrie. Gertrude. It took me a minute. Who's that? Juggernaut. The Black King. Oscorp Spider-Man. All right, so we did all the purple up front. Got it. Hellcat, Blade, X-Force. Ooh. Wolverine, Annihilus Human Torch, Domino, Magic. Yeah, they gave me all those fives and then went, man, we need to slow them down a bit. Negasonic, Valkyrie. Here's another purple. We've got a Jubilee, Extra Life. Back to fours, Nova, Black Cat, Negasonic again, and a purple. Jubilee, Burning at Both Ends, North Star, Cloak and Dagger, another purple, Phyla Vell, Oblivion's Herald, another purple, Jubilee Extra Life, Spider-Gwen, another Jubilee Extra Life,
holy smokes, spend all your tokens,
Gertrude, that's number two for Gertrude, Moon Girl with Devil Dino, another North Star, The Thing, another Aunt May Herald. How many is that? I don't even know. Medusa, Miles Morales, Sabretooth, Magic, Captain America Worthy, Morbius, Cloak and Dagger, Vulture, Red Guardian, another Worthy Cap, another Magic, and that is all she wrote. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I think?
Woo!
I also got 725 bonus shards for Aunt May. So Aunt May is going to be champed, I think. Man.
Yeah, she's going to be a monster.
All right, well, there you go. I was 50. I'm tired.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks to...
How'd it go, Ray?
Oh, the OG.
This guy.
Yeah, nope, seriously, how did it go?
What?
Were you not here?
No, he said he was going to open 50 tokens. I started watching SNL clips and listening to that Eminem song.
No, he did. He got all of the purples.
Wow, great job. I thought, I was sure Craig was going to see all your mojo.
No, one out of every five of them was a purple.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dude, that's awesome.
It was ridiculous.
See, I told you, you got to play some 50 Cent underneath that and you were golden.
Yeah.
Man.
Can you tell me about the podcast network, though?
I can tell you about the podcast network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks. It's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. And you can listen to this, The Profane Argument, and lots of other great shows on the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
The Lamborghini of podcast
networks. I haven't heard that one for a long time.
I know.
Man. Anything else for the good of the order?
We are dripping with sound effects. I love it this week.
It's almost like I listened to one of the like recorded shows.
Let me look at my notes. Craig, did I tell you about Midnight Suns?
Yes.
Did I talk about fulfilling the prophecy?
Yes.
I got nothing there.
I'm sad I can't be there, but I can't be there.
We're sad that you can't be there.
Yeah.
I'll be doubly awesome.
If it was a different
Or I'll be less awesome to balance myself out a little bit.
If it was a different week.
How would you prefer it?
Yeah. But this week is just not impossible.
Right. Nope. I agree.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining in. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. If we have to keep paying Willie to just sit around in his office and not do anything, then that's going to be bad, and we're going to have to, like, pension him off. Like, we're going to have to...
Poor Willie. You
know, retire him or something.
No chance. He lives forever.
Oh, that's terrible for us. We can't pay pension forever.
Sorry.
We depend on old workers to die off.
He won! He won greatest segment of all time. I'm not going to fire him after that. He has tenure. He can do whatever he wants now.
You better then go to our Amazon banner and buy something to keep Willie on the payroll.
Yeah, he is untouchable now. He could put out a tweet about Gaza and no one would care.
Wow.
I know. That's how entrenched in the system he is.
That's got to be some kind of joke that Che's going to raid for at some point. All right. That's it. I think that's all. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Polish guys rock on America's Got Talent. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Okay, good night.